Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
One of the excellent cardiologists here at Carolina Cardiology is Dr. Talal Bakke, and we're going to speak with him today about the growing problem of sleep apnea. Doctor, sleep apnea seems to be a growing problem. What is it that people should know about in terms of asking themselves if they have sleep apnea?
Patients with sleep apnea do have increased tiredness during the day. They may notice themselves dozing off at times in front of the TV or reading a magazine. When they wake up in the morning, they may feel that they didn't have a restful night's sleep. Their bed partner may mention that they snore. However, snoring alone is not sleep apnea, though having these associated problems with it is very concerning for it. For our listeners, all what they have to remember is if they're tired and they snore, they need to be checked for sleep apnea. That's it. No other things to remember. Let that be to the doctor to evaluate the other problems if they are present.
It's very simple. You come into Carolina Cardiology, go through a sleep testing evaluation, and then from there, you would prescribe what a solution would be.
Absolutely. And we do have multiple sleep labs in the area. We evaluate them for sleep apnea if they have some of the symptoms suggesting it. And it's important to find it, again, because, as I said, sleep apnea long-term can cause a lot of other problems, including weight gain. People with sleep apnea have their metabolism changes, so it's difficult for them to lose the weight. If they are checked and evaluated correctly, then all of their risks would go down.
Dr. Bakke, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.